From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Human infants are born wired to do a few things. They can hold hands, listen to our words, and gaze at us. But are mothers hardwired to breastfeed? Turns out it's not so simple. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media went to some women's clinics to understand why Arkansas ranks nearly last nationwide in breastfeeding rates.
7, 6. Okay, give me back. Janelle Shaw is a 27-year-old first-time mother with a 2-month-old son, Logan. She's visiting a lactation consultant at the Pulaski County Health Unit in Southwest Little Rock. The counselor weighs him and says he's gained a pound since he was last here, a month earlier.
I probably would have gave up probably within that first week.
She says Logan has a lip tie and wasn't able to latch on naturally. Her own mother, who only breastfed her for a few weeks before quitting, encouraged her to get help. It took a little coaching and adjusting, but now she says she's gotten pretty relaxed.
We're out in public. He started crying. I just, hey, mom, can you hold him right quick while I get ready? And then
once a mom quits early on, she'll stop producing milk, and it's hard to start again. Sarita Hendricks is the lactation consultant who helps the Shaws. She says she breastfeeds her own children, even sometimes her 4-year-old son. She tells women it's okay to ask questions, and she hears a lot of reasons why they stop.
That's nasty. My breasts are too small. My breasts are too big. In the African-American community, white people breastfeed. Black people don't breastfeed.
White women in Arkansas are more likely to breastfeed, and Hendricks believes that gets to black women's historical role as nannies for other women's kids. Breastfeeding is also tied to socioeconomic factors and educational levels. Pain or embarrassment about feeding in public are reasons women stop, and another is uncertainty about how much milk their baby is getting.
With breastfeeding, we don't have lines on our breasts. We have skin and flesh, and it always is turning colors, and it's hard 1 minute and it's soft another minute.
Healthcare providers recommend a full year with 6 months of exclusive breast milk feeding. But even a few weeks have shown to give years of health benefits. A recent study from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, shows mothers and babies who breastfeed are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart attacks, and diabetes. Breastfeeding also helps with weight loss after birth. Jessica Donahue is a registered nurse at Baptist Health in Little Rock. She says breastfeeding is not a part of the United States culture the way it was before women entered the workforce decades ago, and it's seen as an inconvenience. But she says formula is not a healthy substitute.
There are substances in breast milk that protect the gut. All of mom's antibodies, anything she's been exposed to during her life, the baby is given immunity to that by early breastfeeding and then also by continued breastfeeding.
Donahue says the Affordable Care Act has expanded access to lactation consulting. Recently, Baptist Health and the Arkansas Department of Health have launched a 24-hour helpline as part of a statewide initiative to promote breastfeeding.
Helpline. This helpline is available 24 hours a day.
Baptist Health offers telehealth chats by video with doctors for women in rural areas. But Donahue says employers are also critical to the effort because most women feel they have to give up breastfeeding when they return to work. If they're allowed to use a breast pump throughout the workday, they can bottle the milk.
If her employer does not have a safe, clean, secure place for her to use a breast pump, then it's going to be very difficult for her.
The Centers for Disease Control says about 10% of Arkansas babies are still breastfeeding exclusively at 6 months. The state is ranked close to last for numbers of babies breastfed at any point after birth. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.